Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, April 29th. We start a new week of trading in the final days of April after stocks jumped on the back of big tech on Friday. Even slightly hotter than inflation couldn't hold back the tech-induced rally. The Dow added 153 points or 0.4%. The S&P 500 gained or more than 1%. The NASDAQ closed in the green up 316 points or more than 2%. Bill, let's get into Monday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are up 0.3%. It's a nice opening. There's a lot going on today. This is a big week for the markets. It's a very important week. There's a lot of key earnings coming out. You got 3M tomorrow. You've got Eli Lilly tomorrow. You got McDonald's. You got a lot of big name companies releasing earnings this week. So, you know, it's going to be a heavy day for earnings week. Plus, we got an FOMC meeting. We got a Fed meeting this week, an announcement on Wednesday. And then the calendar is packed full of employment data, you know, rounding out on Friday when we get the non-farms payroll report for the month of April. So, yeah, it's big. You know, listen, Domino's Pizza already reposted. That's a good report. Tesla is said to be given the green light in China to roll out its driver assisted service, so auto driving. In Egypt is pushing a new ceasefire plan, which is causing, you know, tensions in the Middle East to, you know, slide a little bit, which is good. But we're looking overseas. Let's take a look at what's going on in Europe. You know, we're looking at the DAX. The DAX is down 16 points at 0.09%. You know, there was some Eurozone economic confidence inflation, you know, that came out that showed, you know, that was weak in April. I'm not too worried about it. And it doesn't appear that the market is either. Then we're looking at the FTSE. The FTSE's up 35 points. There's 0.43%. There, you know, in London, these UK home sale prices rose for the seventh consecutive month in April, which is nice to see. The CAC is flat to positive, up 0.05%. Last night in Asia, was a lot thin trading. The Nikkei was closed. There was a holiday. So we're looking at the Hong Kong market, and the Hang Seng jumped 95 points or 0.54%. The Shanghai in China jumped 24 points or 0.79%. You know, that's 6 days in a row of gains for Hong Kong. Now, you know, the Chinese regulators are said to be, you know, easing home purchase restrictions in major cities, which is very positive for those markets. You got to remember, you know, the Shanghai market is closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week for Labor Day. So, you know, you're not going to see a lot of action, later on this week. It'll all be, this evening's action will be the last for the week. Then we're keeping an eye on oil. You know, oil's trading slightly lower. Okay. Was down 0.5%. Now it's down, it's regained a little bit, but it's still trading lower. WTI is down 11 cents to $83.74 a barrel. Brent is at $89.10 a barrel. You know, you got this, sticky inflation figures that were shown on Friday. That's denting sentiment. You know, and then you have the, you know, worries about interest rate cuts not happening as quickly as possible. That's also a concern. But I think this Egypt ceasefire proposal, you know, it really hangs on the acceptance of Hamas. Israel was behind creating it, so that's a positive. But we'll have to see how Hamas reacts to it. But we are showing a little weakness in oil this morning after having a gain for last week in oil prices. But that's what I have for you in terms of early markets action, Emily.
Bill, a lot to sift through on this Monday and throughout this week. I have to point out one thing you mentioned in that opening was Domino's Pizza moving up this morning after that earnings report, and that was your pick of the day on Friday. So stick with us to the end of the show so you can hear a recap on that pick. Speaking of earnings, like you mentioned, a number of big names reporting this week. So let's start with Monday here, Bill. What is going on in terms of earnings action?
Well, let's start off with Domino's Pizza, ticker DPZ. David Paul Zebra, the stock's trading, $530 right now, up 6.20%. They delivered a beat of 19 cents, and they met on revenue. So, yeah, it wasn't a bad report. Then we have SoFi Technologies, that's ticker SOFI, Sam Oscar Frank India. They beat by a penny on higher revenue. SoFi Technologies is up 0.5%, essentially. And then On Semiconductor, they just released that sticker ON, Oscar Nancy. They beat by 4 cents on higher revenue. Stocks up 3.59% this morning. Upcoming this afternoon, we have NXPI, Nancy X-Ray, Paul India, NXP Semiconductors. Their EPS is $3.18. Expected move is 6%. Then you have Logitech, ticker LOGI. Their EPS is 61 cents. Expected move is 9.65%. And LSAC, Larry Sam, Charlie, latest semiconductors. Their EPS is 29 cents with an expected move of 11.91% when they release this afternoon, Emily.
Well, keeping track of all of that. The other thing you're watching today and throughout the week are economic events. You did give us a preview of things to come later in the week, including the non-farm payrolls report. But what is going on in terms of economic events today?
You know, as I mentioned, the economic calendar is very active this week. Not so much today. Today, 10:30, we have the Dallas Fed manufacturing survey. Okay, not hugely important. But, you know, when you have a Fed announcement on monetary policy, along with a host of employment data like this week, it's an active week. You know, and that key report, as I said, is going to be the non-farm payroll report on Friday. You know, listen, you know, the Fed not expected to make a move on monetary policy. There's still some holdouts that they may do something in June. I don't really believe that to be the case. Friday's, inflation number showed that, you know, came in line with expectations. So, you know, that was actually positive when it comes in line. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic events happening today, Emily.
Bill, you're keeping track of all of this information and data using your newsware. You have alerts set up for earnings action, for economic events, for those Fed announcements. You also keep track of other types of news that come out of different sectors and segments. You look at things like merger news, guidance news, buyback news. You also can group stocks together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. And this way, you're keeping track of all of the information you need for any given trading day. You're able to compartmentalize it, sift through it quickly, and use it to create opportunities. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
I'm just doing a quick data check. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing three lower, three unchanged. The rest are positive. The rest are in the green. So it's a nice start for the morning. We're looking at our FANG stocks and, you know, Google, Netflix, and Meta are trading off. But Tesla, Amazon, and Apple are gaining. Looking at some of the news behind it. You know, for Microsoft, Meta, and Alphabet, Google, you know, they spent over $32 billion in AI costs, you know, in CapEx related costs for AI in Q1, I see. That's why you're seeing some, you know, weakness in those stocks this morning. Meta, you know, they're being probed by the EU over handling of Russian disinformation. And let's talk Tesla for a second. TSLA, you know, the stock is trading higher. It's up 11% this morning, almost 12%. China's been given tentative approval to roll out their fully self-driving software in the country. It's Tesla's second biggest market. So, you know, it's a green light for Tesla. It's always positive. We're talking Dow Jones stocks, and we're going to start off with Apple. The EU is enforcing new regulations on Apple's iPad to curb their market dominance. Boeing, ticker BA. Hey, Turkish Airlines is said to be in discussions with Airbus and Boeing to purchase up to 235 planes. That's a big order. We'll have to see how the outcome of that. Then we're talking merger news. UMB Financial, they're going to be acquired. Heartland Financial, ticker HTLF, Henry Tom, Larry Frank, in an all-stock transaction valued around $2 billion. And Paramount Global, ticker PARA, Paul Apple, Richard Apple. Listen, earnings are this afternoon, but the CEO is really in the hot seat. His job is up for grabs right now. You know, the main job for a CEO is to increase shareholder value. But this deal with Skydance Media appears mainly to be benefiting one shareholder, Sherry Redstone. Now, Sherry Redstone does hold 70% of the voting shares, and she wants a $2 billion payment in order for this deal to go through. So it's not really having an effect on all shareholders, just the ones with voting rights. And, you know, that's a tough position for him to be in. You know, so it looks like he might be pushed out this afternoon when they release earnings. You know, that can cause some weakness in the stock. In terms of guidance news, SoFi Technologies, ticker SOFI, saying Sam Oscar Frank India, they see Q2 revenues coming in $550 million to $565 million. Street estimates $580 million. That's not really, you know, that's not really positive, you know, overall. I'm not, you know, but the stock is trading higher. Now, On Semiconductors, ticker ON, Oscar Nancy, they came out and they see that they see Q2 EPS coming in 86 cents to 98 cents, where the street estimates is $1.01. Again, a little weak there. We're talking buyback news, Global Life, ticker GL, Grace Larry there. Board authorized the repurchase of 1.3 billion shares over a two-year period. And that's really what I have for you about news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to start this week?
Got to go with Eli Lilly, ticker LLY, Larry Yellow. They're releasing earnings this afternoon. You know, EPS is $2. No, tomorrow morning. They're releasing tomorrow morning. EPS is $2.53, and the expected move is 5.72% when they release. You look at Friday's call volume, 17,529 calls versus 10,465 puts. That's positive. I like that. Open interest, 134,471 versus 105,989. Again, that's positive. Hey, major brokers are positive in stock. They're raising price targets. That's what we'd like to see. We're, you know, looking for an entry point, 734 to 735 and a half. I'm just throwing that out there. You know, I'll have to judge that closer as we get closer to the open. That's my pick of the day. Eli Lilly, ticker LLY, Larry Yellow. Those weight loss drugs are a big business for him.
Eli Lilly, we'll see what happens there with earnings tomorrow. And coming up, we will do that recap on Friday's pick of the days, I promise, so stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Ticker DOUG, Douglas Edelman, and a $7.75 million settlement pact over brokerage commission litigation. That's actually positive. AMD stock target cut at Morgan Stanley amid long-term concerns. PhD, Paul Henry Grace, this is Phillips. They're going to pay $1.1 billion in Respironics settlement. Japanese financial authorities intervened in Forex markets to support the yen, it looks like. Story hit the tape. Domino's Pizza is back in its long-term guidance. U.S. House and Senate negotiators, they reached a deal to boost air traffic controller staffing and boost funding for to avert runway close call incidents. But they're not going to increase the pilot age to 67 from 65. Google said on Friday it's going to invest $3 billion to set up a data center in Indiana. I knew that. Yeah. Kinder Morgan, the pipeline operator, said on Friday that a fire erupted on a West Texas natural gas pipeline it operates was extinguished after burning for most of the day. AstraZeneca, ticker AZN, they got recommended for approval for one of their drugs by European regulators. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we get another trading week going, let's do that check-in on Friday's pick of the day. We mentioned it a few times throughout the show, was Domino's. You did give us a look at the company during your earnings rundown. They did release earnings this morning. They reported an EPS of $3.58 per share that was up from $2.93 a share in the year earlier period. And the consensus here had been only $3.40, so well above those estimates. Revenue came in at $1.085 billion in line or even slightly ahead of estimates of $1.08 billion. Revenue rose 5.9%. Same store sales rose 5.6%. Overall, a solid report there, Bill. You did tell us in your opening it is up this morning. How did your call work out?
Worked out very well. I mean, look at the numbers. The stock opened up at 492.37, then it hit a high of 502.63. There's your 1% and more. And, you know, wound up closing at 499.07. It's still positive. That's like a 2% move with no EP, with no risk on earnings. But then they came out with earnings, and, you know, now the stock's trading 532. I mean, you know, Remember, it opened on Friday at 492. That's a $40 move. I mean, you know, Domino's Pizza, ticker DPZ, they delivered. That was good. That was a good one.
Nice one all around. A good way to start the week. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Eli Lilly pick of the day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.